But first,
venuta la sera, così inizia il Vangelo che abbiamo ascoltato.
That's Pope Francis delivering a sermon to St. Peter's Square last month. The square is usually jam-packed with the faithful, but totally empty on the day of that sermon. Religious communities around the globe have had to reevaluate how they worship as physical distancing and stay-at-home orders become the norm. And these orders come at a particularly special time for many faithful. For the Jewish community, Passover began last night. For Christians, Easter is this Sunday. And for Muslims, Ramadan begins at the end of the month. These events are typically celebrated as a community in their respective houses of worship. This year, that isn't really able to happen. Our next guests join us to talk about how they and their congregations are handling the holidays and worship amid COVID-19. Rabbi Michal Wall leads Congregation Shir Hadash in Milwaukee. Rabbi Wall, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Also with us, Pastor Amanda Stein leads Bashford United Methodist Church in Madison. Pastor Stein, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Rabbi Wall, let's start with you. I understand you held a virtual Seder last night. How did that go?
We did, and I think it went about as well as could be expected. The lovely thing is that I could essentially double the capacity of my dining room compared to a normal first Seder. We had over 30 people on about 24 separate devices scattered around the area. And most people had their Seder materials in their own homes, and we went through the ritual together with a lot of conversation on what feels so different this year.
And Pastor Stein, Good Friday, Easter Sunday coming up. This has all gone through the Lent season. How have you and your congregation adapted over the last few weeks?
I would say almost everything we have adapted in different ways and forms. We have not been able to be in worship, as you know, for 3 or 4 weeks now. And so whereas that normally for us as Christian congregations is our weekly gathering, our kind of town hall meeting or city center, now we've had to send out more mail, postal mail, in order to stay in contact with dear members and friends. We're sending out more e-news instead of doing just once a week. We're sending it out twice a week. So we are just trying all different kinds of ways and means in order to communicate with our parishioners during this time.
And Rabbi Wall, that in-person sense of community is so important to people of faith. Are you finding ways to bridge that even without that larger gathering in person?
We are, and I feel that we are very fortunate that we have the means to do it. And I know that is not true for so many people and communities in Milwaukee and in the state. So the assumption that, oh, we can just go virtual sounds really easy if you have easy access to technology and to internet. And so we have that advantage, unlike men in many communities. Some of our older congregants are not accustomed to connecting quite as much through the internet. And so it has been a learning curve. My community has one small benefit of being relatively small and intimate to begin with. So it was easier to transition a lot of our programming and usual activities to an online Zoom virtual format and still be able to interact, which would be much more difficult if we're expecting gatherings of hundreds.
And Pastor Stein, what are you working on when it comes to Easter Sunday in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. Earlier I was asked, so tell me how you're preparing. And I almost gave this rote kind of expression I'm sitting down and writing my sermon. But it's almost like when somebody asks, how are you doing? We actually have to pause now and say, oh, wait, no, I'm not doing the usual thing. So for our congregation, much like I was listening to Rabbi's story about her congregation, is that we have many older members who are not savvy with technology, whether it's financial capacity or, you know, tech savvy in that nature. So we try our very best to find the means that will communicate the actual media or medium that will communicate to the most congregants. And so for us during this time, that has been, instead of some sort of Facebook live stream or other attempt like that, we have been using YouTube simply and using the Gmail account that we have through the church and uploading our sermons, children's sermons, special music, all on YouTube so that people can, through an email, through our listserv, we can just send that to them and they can click on and observe and appreciate and enjoy what we're able to offer during this time.
We're talking about how congregations in Wisconsin are responding to the challenges of COVID-19 and the inability to get people together to gather. We have Pastor Amanda Stein with us from the Bashford United Methodist Church in Madison and Rabbi Michal Wall from the Congregation Shir Hadash in Milwaukee. Rabbi Wall, let's talk about messaging in a difficult time. I've seen people point out that part of what Passover is all about is talking about how a community comes through a time of suffering. Is that informing your conversations with your congregants?
Absolutely. No question about it. And the biggest challenge for me is thinking about and revaluing the idea of a plague. The story that we tell at Passover is of redemption from Egypt, and the mythic story tells us that God brought plagues upon the evil oppressor, Pharaoh, in order to free the slaves. Those plagues are very different than what we're experiencing now, but people really can't help but to think of COVID-19 and the sickness and the impact it's having on our society as a plague. So that has been an interesting conversation. And the other real challenge from a messaging standpoint, actually there are two. One is the beginning of our Seder. Every year we say, may all who are hungry come and eat and join us at our table and in our home. And at a time when we can't even be gathering with the family or the friends that we're accustomed to gathering for, it is hard to imagine having an open door and inviting others in. So having to think about so much metaphorically that we can no longer do physically. And I want to say the last real challenge this year, and I have to say the debacle with the election happening during the week of Passover and during Holy Week, is that the story of the Passover is not only being leading suffering, but going from oppression to redemption and justice. And so being in an environment where justice feels so fleeting really has made it a challenge for people to leave the Seder with hope and a sense of being able to move forward nearly as much as we might like to. It has definitely fired us up to go out there and do the work.
And Pastor Stein, the next 3 days in the Christian faith are, of course, are a story of loss and sacrifice and then renewal and hope. How are you talking about that in the time of coronavirus?
I think you named it exactly, that this is just a very difficult time and that the darkness has set in. It will continue to feel like it sets in on us. But unbeknownst to us, in the way that it comes, the glory, the beauty, the hope, the light everlasting will come to us. And so it is that time of darkness right now, and it's difficult for us trying to correlate that with what's going on in our lives and with the coronavirus and just how our hearts feel in this moment in time. But indeed, that is the message for us, one of everlasting hope. And so we look forward to Easter. It will come with or without us. And so we are very grateful for that beautiful biblical story that reminds us that we are not alone.
And I want to ask each of you briefly what you hope your congregation and others, for that matter, take away from this time. Rabbi Wall, you first.
I'm almost speechless. I really have to think about where we go with this. I think so much of what's happening right now is walking us back to simplicity and to basics and to really understanding oppression, understanding suffering, and also understanding what redemption can look like. I think it's for so many of us to think about our lives in very different ways, and we're discovering new things about ourselves and about the world around us.
And Pastor Stein, can you leave us with some closing thoughts about what you hope we take away from this?
Absolutely. The hope for me is that we do re-realize that the coming together is community, and that our buildings are secondary, but the community of faith is primary, and reconnecting in these new ways and making efforts over and above of what we had done before, reconnecting with people that have been disenfranchised or have been lost or somehow abandoned, that this is our opportunity, not only with our own community, but with the community and the dear ones that live in our neighborhoods, in our cities, and in our state.
Pastor Stein, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
And Rabbi Wall, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, a pleasure.
Rabbi Michal Wall leads Congregation Shir Hadash in Milwaukee, and Pastor Amanda Stein leads Bashford United Methodist Church in Madison. They joined us today for a look at how their respective congregations are handling holidays like Passover and Easter amid the COVID-19 outbreak.